Okay, here we go. So yesterday was the Fed meeting, and boy, I was wrong. I think, Mark, we were wrong. So we got to talk about this. And markets are exploding to the upside. The S&P 500, for the first time ever yesterday, cracked 5,200. This morning, we have a follow-through. So what happened during this Fed statement? Why are markets so excited? But the interesting thing is that the markets are rising and interest rates are rising. So we really have a lot of things to unpack today. And with that said, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Morgan. Today is Thursday, what is it? The 21st, March 21st. And in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. Geez, I mean, this was quite a reaction yesterday.
It was, Marcus. And I mean, the Fed came out and said essentially they expect 3 cuts this year. And I was shocked. I thought we'd come down to 2.
Super surprising. So this is why, as we see, stocks were jumping at first when the Fed said, okay, we're sticking to it. 3 rate cuts coming this year. And everybody said, what? And then, okay, wait. So Powell is about to grab the mic and he's probably putting an asterisk on it or a big but or there's something else. And then Powell spoke and said, no, I mean, we're watching the data and we do believe that by the end of 2026, we have inflation back under control. And the only thing that they did cut is for next year. They said, we're not cutting 4 times as we initially said, we're cutting 3 times next year. But this is where traders said, we don't care what's happening next year. I mean, next year is far, far, far away. So yippee-yay.
Exactly. So the Fed does anticipate that we might not have the cuts in the future, but definitely for this year. And traders love that. Now, I was watching the press conference and Fed Chair Jerome Powell, he was not budging on when the first cut will take place. He was, you know, people were trying to get an answer out of him. And he's saying, we're watching the data. But hey, traders loved it.
Traders loved it. And traders are drawing their own conclusions when the first rate cut will be. And okay, still no rate cuts in May. This is where everybody says, okay, that's too early. Now we got to see, this is here the end of the year, right? So right now, traders say, okay, we won't have a rate cut in the May meeting. So let's see, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 meetings left until the end of the year. So which of these 5 will be the meetings where we are cutting rate? And this is where the probabilities for rate cut in June jumped from, I think yesterday we were at 54% to 70%, where they say, well, if they want to cut rates, might as well get started.
Yeah, I still think that, you know, if I was to make a bet here, I would say July. I don't think they need to cut that soon. But hey, you never know. Maybe July, September, because you don't have the August meeting, and then maybe one in November or December.
Yeah. I think the first one will still be in July, and then they probably wait for the last 2 ones. Is that what you just said? Probably, right?
Well, because you basically don't have the meeting in August, right? It's end of July, no meeting in August, and then September, no meeting in October. So I said September maybe for the second, but it's all speculative. It doesn't matter. But I think the key is that I still believe, and I think, Marcus, you support this, that the Fed is in no rush to cut. So I think they're likely to do that in July, not June. But we'll see. I mean, even the 3 cuts is a surprise to me.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is where right now markets open higher, stay up higher. And look at this, the yields jumping higher. I mean, yesterday, of course, yields sold off after the news here. But then today, both the 10-year yield and the 2-year yield are marching higher again, even though overall the market is up.
Yeah, that's interesting, especially with the 3 cuts on the table. You had an initial reaction yesterday, but it seems like yields are still at these higher levels. Gold also making a new record yesterday on the Fed decision. So lots of movement all over the place, and it's some interesting markets right now.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you look at gold this morning. I mean, gold this morning first pushing higher again, right now selling off a little bit. So it's like, okay, what's happening? Stocks are up, interest rates are up. Gold made a new record high this morning. The VIX moving lower, below 13 right now. I mean, coming a little bit off the lows right now, but this morning as low as 1260. I mean, going even with a spike down to 1240, even though this might be a bad tick here. But if you look at it, I mean, we are trading at super low levels here with the fear. I mean, fear has definitely left the building. Greed is settling in here. And this is what we see right now in the markets.
Absolutely. And will the move continue? S&P making record highs, getting above 5,200.
Dun, dun, dun. So, I mean, this is where we can take a look at the heat map today. And on the heat map, we see, okay, there's financials still doing good, right? Tech sector doing good. I mean, pretty much everything in the green, but Apple right now, moving lower. I mean, down 3.6% right now.
And this has nothing to do with the Fed. Well, not the Federal Reserve, but the Department of Justice. So there's been a federal antitrust enforcement with 16 attorney generals saying that Apple's anti-competitive practices extend beyond the iPhone, Apple Watch business, and Apple's advertising, essentially saying that Apple has a huge monopoly.
All right,
which they kind of do, but I have mixed feelings about it. I mean, yeah.
Well, what are your mixed feelings? Right, it's okay. Are you going to break up Apple? I mean, if so, how are you planning to do it? I mean, in software and hardware, or I don't know, right? So this is where it's a little bit tricky. How do you break up Apple?
Yeah, the whole antitrust monopoly situation, I totally understand that it's meant to protect the consumers and situations where there's just this huge monopoly where a business just, there's no competition and it's a disadvantage. But at the same time, you got to reward a company for doing things right for so long and being innovative. You know, creating this ecosystem, right? Like they did it on purpose because they were an outstanding company. I don't know. I have mixed feelings about this, but definitely with the uncertainty here, Apple's down. Apple's down 3.7%, trading at 172, and the overall market's up.
Yeah, I mean, sticking out like a sore thumb here on the heat map. I mean, other than this, Google also a little bit down, but I mean, look at this, AVGO, Broadcom. Up this morning, oh my gosh, they pulled back, but they're still up 8% for the day.
I think the bigger one to take a look at is Micron, Marcus.
Yeah, MU, Micron Technology. I mean, they are up and away on better than expected earnings right now, up 16% for the day.
Yeah, huge, huge earnings beats. Top and bottom, so earnings per share and revenue, and traders loving that one. That's just kind of helping the tech and semis all together, because TSM is up as well.
I mean, this is what we see here on the heat map, that I mean, just semiconductors up in general, and Micron leading the pack here, as we see. But yeah, everybody gets a little bit of love in this one.
Yep.
All right. Well, a few others. I mean, we also have Paramount jumping higher. Let's see where we are right now. So Paramount, okay, seems to be pulling back. I mean, yesterday they moved massively higher. Because it seems that the Apollo Group made an $11 billion bid of buying Paramount. But it seems that the excitement is fizzling out a little bit today.
Yeah, it sounds like there actually was a report saying that they're not selling the film studio separately. So I don't know too much about this, but it could be that it was shot down or maybe not quite the offer that was
That's always
expected
the problem with with rumors about mergers or buyouts, right? I mean, if you think about Macy's, right? I assume Macy's is still hanging in there. So this is where there was this rumor that this group is taking Macy's private, and at first there was this jump, and then okay, nothing happened. Then recently they upped their bid from 22 to 26, and we had a little bit of a jump, but we are hanging in right there because. Yeah, it's always a little bit of a jump on the day where the rumors break out, and then buy the rumor, sell the fact. So this is where, okay, it's still a long time until this happens or not, right? As Paramount said, yeah, we don't like the terms and conditions of this agreement. All right, you want to take a look at some trades?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's start with some wheel trades here. So CSIQ yesterday having a good day because interest rates were dropping lower today. Interest rates higher, so CSIQ still up 0.5% for the day, but pulling back a little bit. But yeah, let's see if now with interest rates decisions out of the way, if CSIQ can actually move towards 2150, 22. So we need to break this trend line.
Yes, and as long as we're still strong at support, I'm okay with that.
Yes. Now, NEE, on the other hand, NEE has been recovering really, really nicely because NEE also interest sensitive, NextEra Energy, but had a really nice run today, up another percent, adding to this. So, I mean, we're not still quite there yet where we want to sell calls, but we are definitely getting a little bit closer to our cost basis and our break even. Now trading at 62, so kind of what we need, another 10%. And NEE, if you just keep doing what you have been doing, because we need another 10% jump right now. NEE over the past few weeks in March alone up 18%. So come on, buddy, just keep on going. We just need another 10% tacked onto this.
I can't complain at all. Keep it up, NEE. I'm 7% away from my break even, so still down, but I'm loving this move off of the lows that we saw early March.
Yeah. And then UPS a little bit all over the place. And with today's move, I decided to sell calls. We've been talking about it. Today it finally happened. So I've been selling calls against half of my position at 157.50 for next week. And I get $1.65. So that gives me close to $1,000, 47% annualized. And we'll see. The reason why there's more premium in UPS today is because of something that happens this afternoon, Mark.
Yes, FedEx reporting earnings after the bell. Nike as well. So two big companies reporting, even though earnings season is really over, right? We just have a couple of names trickling in. So there's a little sympathy there with UPS up with FedEx and FedEx rallying into earnings. Marcus, I looked at the earnings tool, the earnings analysis tool we have in PowerX Optimizer, and it looks like typically they beat on earnings, which doesn't really matter. I want to know what the reaction is. And it seems like the overnight reaction over at least the last 12 quarters, the last 3 years, tends to be negative, but then the reaction on the seventh day. So the initial reaction might be negative, but then as the time goes by, the reaction tends to be positive, at least based on the last 12 quarters. So
Yeah.
we'll see. I'll take that, especially if UPS wants to move in the same direction.
It kind of seems this way right now because we saw that there was a lot of premium. I mean, even today, if we would have gone to tomorrow's expiration, the 157.50, there's a lot of premium in tomorrow's expiration, but I decided to go with next week's expiration for a very simple reason. So what are possible reactions to the FedEx earnings report? Well, one reaction is that UPS just keeps rallying. I'm fine with this because I only sold calls against half of my position. The next level that I want to sell calls at is at 162.50. So we're good here. I mean, no problem at all. I like this. And if the reaction is negative, then I can hopefully buy back those calls and on the next way up, do it again. I mean, UPS just has been really, really good at me. For me, as you can see, my break even is at 137.78. So, I mean, I've been selling a lot of premium on calls and puts.
Yeah, I mean, you've done an outstanding job. My break even is 156.13. So today we got as high as 155.91. I'm really close to my break even on this one. But I don't feel I need to sell calls early below my cost basis because it's not possible to sell calls at 165 and get the 30% annualized that we're looking at. At some point, maybe I'll reconsider, but right now, no need to force things. One thing that's interesting, Marcus, and you know, go to the asset correlation tool.
Yeah,
I would expect that FedEx and UPS has a higher correlation, and it doesn't mean that there couldn't be the same reaction after earnings, but it's not as correlated as you might think.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's only 0.55, which kind of means like neutral, right? I mean, slightly correlated, but that's, 0.55 is only always with the overall market, right? I mean, this is where, because if we bring up, for example, the SPY here, which is the symbol for the S&P, we see that kind of everything is correlated, FedEx here, also in UPS with 0.57. So kind of this is, yeah, I agree. I'm surprised. I thought that these companies would go more in tandem.
Yeah, look at like Exxon Mobil, XOM, and Chevron, CVX as an example, right? So you would expect Chevron and Exxon to be correlated, and they are. There's a huge correlation, meaning that they basically move together. If Exxon's up 1%, then Chevron's up 1%, and vice versa. So interesting. That just caught my eye on UPS and FedEx. We'll have to see what happens tomorrow or after the bell.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So these are the wheel trades. WTF trades. So WTF trades also super interesting. We closed a few more trades. No new open trades. Let's talk about, first of all, CTSH. CTSH today, a little bit all over the place. I mean, at first, look at this massive move. At least we were up almost 2%. Now we're down 2%. So a little bit all over the place. We'll see. We have our stop loss in place. Our stop loss is at 72.03. We entered at 75.87. Right now we're around $2.50 down. And definitely a lot of volatility here, surprisingly, I must say.
Yeah, there's probably some news there on that one for to have that type of movement. But to be honest with the WTF strategy, I don't care what the news is.
Right.
Right?
All good. So we'll see. No exit signal there just yet. And then we have ZS. ZS also a little bit all over the place. I mean, this morning we were up and still up right now, a quarter of a percentage point. And we'll see. I mean, this made a nice move earlier as we expected. And stalled a little bit here. So got to see if we can break through the 200, because I think that is one of the important levels. Let's see where we were today. I think we broke through the 200, but then pulled back. Yeah, it seems that we moved as high as 202.61 and now pulling back a little bit at 197. So yeah, also quite some volatility here in Zscaler and nothing for us to do just yet.
Yeah, I also have ABT, similar situation, pulled back a little bit and no exit signal.
Yeah, so ABT, here we go. And CSX. CSX, we had an exit signal with this one today. You traded it, I skipped it, and turns out to be another winner. And I skipped another
one. It's all right. Nice win. Small one on this one. I got filled 37.12 on my entry and close the day at 37.82. But my UNP trade was a fantastic one-day trade.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, this was, you entered yesterday, and then today we got an exit signal. This turned out really great.
Exactly. So I was filled at 242.88 yesterday morning, and there was a signal to close. So closed this morning at 247.53.
Nice. So that's what, $4.50, a little bit more, $4.70 per share.
Not too shabby.
That's a nice 2% move. Okay, so let me just kick out CSX since we don't have this anymore, but we have ABT. So the open trades right now, ABT for you, I don't have this, CTSH for both of us, and Zscaler for both of us. So these are all open trades.
Yep.
Cool. All right. Let's see what's happening with Apple, bouncing back a little bit. Overall, the markets are just camping out there. The Dow moving higher, NASDAQ pulling back a little bit, VIX still at low levels. And yeah, I mean, this will be super interesting to see where we end the week right now. Phenomenal week up in the S&P, 2.7%. What do you expect tomorrow? Will there be some profit taking? Will there be a little bit of a pullback?
You know, I like to trade what I see, not what I think, because that tends to work a lot better for me. Just like I thought the Fed was going to decrease the number of cuts they were anticipating this year. I think there could be a little profit taking going into the weekend, but I don't expect a big move either way, right? I don't think we're going to be down huge after yesterday's reaction and then today's positive follow through. But maybe down a little bit, a little profit taking ahead of the weekend.
I mean, honestly, I expect a gap fill here, right? I mean, so this morning we gapped higher, and I don't think that's necessarily happening today. But tomorrow, I expect that we are pulling back to this level, whatever this level is. I can probably look it up. What was yesterday's closing price?
Yesterday's close was 52.2463.
Yeah. So I think that we're probably pulling back to that level tomorrow. The markets don't like to have gaps hanging here. So that's sure. That's my prediction.
All right. Well, so see. Essentially the same prediction. You're focused on the gap fill. I'm focused on profit-taking after a two-day rally.
So this means no cookie bet. But hey, if you find this helpful, our commentary of what we see in the markets here, summarized in 20 minutes or less, do us a favor and give us a like. And please feel free to share the video if you believe that others might benefit, might it beneficial. If this is the first time here, click on subscribe. Really appreciate all of the new subscribers. We are above 100,000 subscribers, and we usually have around 300-400 likes. So let's see if you can break this. Give us a like. Okay, and with that said, we'll see you again tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.